Today we pray for those that are in recovery groups. We're going to pray threefold. We're going to pray for the one who is seeking recovery and needing it. And we are going to pray for the friends and family that are having to deal with the one recovering. And we're going to pray for those that work in the ministry of recovery. So, what are some facts about this? There are quite a few recovery groups in our county. I don't have an exhaustive list, but here are some of their names that we can lift up. Sunrise Recovery, Fontana Counseling and Recovery, Samaritan Counseling Center, Victory Outreach, Full Circle Recovery, Teen Challenge, Drug Rehab Centers, Hope Treatment Rehab, and a Christian Rehab Network. There are many that are also online due to the pandemic, and there are many that are national. And some are statewide, and some are just local to Southern California. We are going to pray for the different types. And when we say addictions or substance abuse, it could be things with alcohol, drugs, pornography, opioids, food, victims of sexual abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse or neglect, smoking. Those are just a few. That's anything that is causing them to turn to something that they can't overcome, that keeps them in a cycle that is negative, hurts, hang-ups, and habits. There is a National Association for Christian Recovery. There is a group called Alcoholics for Christ, and they have groups all over. Celebrate Recovery, that came out of Saddleback Church that Rick Warren oversees. And they have 4 million people who've overcome. There is a Regeneration Recovery and Overcomers Outreach, Prodigals International, that works specifically with pornography, and those are called Recovery in Christ. So, God, we lift up these, and we're going to be basing this on the 13 powerful prayers for addiction, deliverance from drugs and alcohol, that you're welcome to look at the link and use yourself. Lord, we bring the people into your able hands that are addicted to drugs and alcohol, and it hurts us to see their lives wasted by it. They are no longer peaceful. They have been some turned to violence, and this breaks your heart and ours. Fill their hearts, O God, with peace, and give them instant deliverance from their addictions. They have no one to turn to in some cases, and when they're by themselves, but we know that you are there at all times. Help them to come back onto the right path, because you've got great plans for them, plans for hope and good and not evil. Deliver them from the lies of the enemy that has fed them over the years, that they're stuck. Help them to see that they can be set free, that you have the keys to their shackles. Help them to also to understand that they're important and they have value, and to begin to see themselves the way you see them. Uproot and replace all the lies that the enemy has put in their hearts and minds about their identity. Help them to live a clean life and glorify your name for the rest of their lives. Heal their minds, their hearts from all the pains and hurts, and close whatever door opened that got this idea that they need to take something to mask the pain or to try to heal the hurt. And help them to see that that became, now they're an enslaved to that substance or it thing that they're after. Open their eyes to see the kind of slavery they're in. Remove them from the dungeon and lead them to your light. Heal their bodies from the damage caused by the addictions and help them to start living a healthy life. You say, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners. God, we pray you remove, save, or replace the people in their life who are urging them to take these things, who themselves take these substances or do these things. And we pray, God, that that bad peer pressure would stop, that you would either save these people, remove them, and replace them with people who would speak your truth into their lives and help them to recover. Help them to be connected with divine helpers that will influence them to do the right thing and help them to become clean. Quench the evil desire that they have by the blood of Jesus and help them experience complete freedom. Some want to quit and not even live. We pray, God, that that would be stopped. We come against that. We ask for your divine intervention. Strengthen them in their inner being to deal with the withdrawal symptoms and not fall back into temptation of using drugs or whatever substance. Make the crooked paths in the recovery journey straight, that they may conquer all the setbacks and become more than conquerors. Help them to know that you have forgiven their past, present, and future sins, and they're no longer under condemnation. Set them free from captivity. Help them to find true freedom in Christ. Surround them with your shield of love. Help them to learn the truth, and the truth set them free. So we bring them all before you and put them in your hands, O God. Help them to know that you have delivered them from the power of darkness and transferred them into the kingdom of your Son, Jesus. Convict their hearts that they may accept this as truth and start living in freedom. Nothing is too difficult for you, O God. Arise and let the spirit of these drugs, alcohol, porn, gluttony, etc., all that be scattered. Let all those who are struggling be delivered. Open their hearts to the truth and break the influence of the enemy over their lives. Let the resurrection power raise Jesus from the dead, bring healing to their dead organs that have been affected by it. Let your grace be upon them that they may go through the recovery process without falling back to their old ways. Grant them the friends and family, the endurance, the patience, the support, the grace, and the hope, God. Grant the workers the wisdom, the divine ways and creative ways to help these people stay through it. And God, we ask that you will deliver these people, and we will listen to their testimonies, and those will go back and minister to those that are still struggling. And that in turn will build their faith and help them stay free in Jesus' name.